Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today's video is all about Kevins. Now, if you've never heard of a Kevin and you don't know what one is, well, it's a normal person who is just very, very stupid. Trust me, they mean well. They're not horrible people. They don't go out of your way to make your life a misery. They just do some really ludicrous things. And today's first story pretty much epitomizes that, in which this Kevin speeds past a police officer, causing a massive police chase in which he is going 200 kilometers an hour and he doesn't even realize he's breaking the law. Kevin and the speeding fine. I just remembered I used to work with a Kevin. My partner and I worked in another town, about a 45-minute drive, and would occasionally give this Kevin lifts. He would pay us petrol money, so we had no problems doing that. The poor dude, though, was as dumb as a doorknob. Nearly everything went straight over his head. We discovered that he had a helicopter mum, and while he was in school, she would do his homework for him, etc. And as a full-grown adult, she would still baby him. She was the one who contacted my partner to ask for us to give him lifts to and from work in the first place. We also had Rob, the conspiracy theorist, who got a lift from us as well. Kevin and Rob would sit in the back seat, and Kevin ate up everything Rob spewed about. Chemical trails, reptilian overlords, microchips given to everyone at birth, you get it. After a little while, Rob talks Kevin into getting his own vehicle, and him and Rob start driving to work together. All goes well for about a month or so when they approach us asking for lifts again. No problems. On the way home, we asked what changed their minds. Rob goes off about how him and Kevin worked late one afternoon and Kevin drove home. Well, Kevin was speeding, 120 kilometers per hour in 110 kilometers per hour zone, and went straight past the police officer. The cop obviously pulls out and flashes the lights, so Kevin, in his infinite wisdom, floors it. Rob was screaming at him to pull over and reckons he was driving at about 180 to 200 kilometers an hour to get away from the cop. Guys, that is about 125, 130 miles an hour. They get about 10 minutes out from our town, and Kevin finally pulls over. Obvious loss of license, vehicle impounded, and on top of that, a $2,000 fine. I asked Kevin why he didn't just pull over in the first place. He said he was tired and just wanted to get home. I was gobsmacked. Kevin said he couldn't work out why the punishment was so severe, even though he was lucky he wasn't arrested. He really thought it was okay to do that because he was tired? I left that position shortly after that. So thankfully, I didn't have to deal with him or Rob anymore. Wait, okay, so you're legitimately telling me that this Kevin went past an officer speeding who then put their lights on and then he said, you know what, screw this officer, I'm going to beat him in a drag race, and just went, just zoomed. It was like, you know what, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. I can't be dealing with all this, you know, police drama and maybe getting arrested and losing my license and maybe even going to prison if I hit someone for life. No, I'm tired. I want to go home. Guys, if you didn't know what Kevins were before you heard this story, I think you now probably do. Now moving on to our next story about Kevin. Kevin tries to cheat on his final project. Here's a short story about a Kevin I went to high school with. This Kevin was a smart kid in a lot of ways, as many Kevins are. He was in all the advanced track, college prep classes, so he definitely had book smart, if nothing else. For the final in our AP English class, we had to do a whole big project. Part of it was a normal academic essay on a topic. Part of it was choosing several different ways to demonstrate or apply our topic in creative ways. Kevin is into the creative part, but bored by the regular essay part, so he decides to just plagiarize it. You probably know a bit about different types of plagiarism and how teachers can spot it. Sometimes it's just failing to attribute some quotes. Sometimes it's lifting a few paragraphs from Wikipedia and just changing a few words around. And sometimes it's wholesale using someone else's work. But Kevin went for none of these strategies. Kevin found an essay online that he thinks will work. He hits Control P and he turns it in. No copy and paste, no reformatting. The URL is printed at the bottom of every page. The website menu and ads on the page, they're printed too. The links within the text are even helpfully printed in blue ink. This guy has literally just printed it flat out from the website. And of course, he was absolutely shocked he didn't get away with it. Wow. Yeah, guys, that is something I actually forgot to mention. In a lot of these stories and a lot of these situations, the Kevins are book smart. You know, they have really good academic knowledge or just very good in education. It's when you kind of take them out of that context that often a lot of these stories happen and you have these dumb moments from people who you think are book smart. But in this situation, it's actually in school. He's probably a very clever guy and very creative guy, but doing this sort of thing, yes, you're obviously going to fail. Like, what are you thinking, man? Ugh, I just fear for him in later life because with that sort of, you know, decision-making, what is going to happen to this Kevin when he has to face the real world. Now moving on to our third post. Kevin from the cult. My friend has a lodger who is a Kevin, a female Kevin. For some reason, I dislike the term Kevina, which is what female Kevins are often referred to, so I'm just going to call her Kevin. When I met Kevin, I initially tried to be friendly towards her. She mentioned her church, so I asked her which church she went to. I wasn't familiar with it, so she told me a bit more about it. It became apparent, though, that this was a cult. She tells me that their pastor, almighty cult leader, possibly more important than Jesus, wrote the world's best-selling book. I managed not to sarcastically reply with, "He wrote Harry Potter?" and just made a mental note never to discuss religion with this person again. In recent times, I've learned that Kevin's cult believes that coronavirus is a conspiracy to turn people away from God. However, Kevin personally believes that the virus was made by evil scientists in Wuhan because a laboratory and a market in the same place? That's just too much of a coincidence. I'm not sure if anyone's told her that our city contains multiple laboratories and markets. It's not just that Kevin is a cult member, she's also just dumb. She had no idea how to change a light bulb. She's nearly 30 years old. She's got no concept of food hygiene. She leaves meat unrefrigerated for ages. She defrosts meat in the sink without even cleaning the sink first. I'm unsure, to be honest, how she's not died from salmonella. Her most recent achievement also involves defrosting meat. Apparently, she only wanted to defrost some of it. And of course, the best way to separate the frozen meat would be to whack it against the windowsill. A piece did detach with some force and flew into the window. My friend has now billed her for a broken window. After reading the first story in today's episode about the Kevin who didn't even realize that he was going so insanely over the speed limit and just wanted to get home because he was tired despite the police chasing him, I genuinely did, that he would surely be the most stupid person we'd meet in the whole of this video. But I was wrong, I think, because this person has just done so many things that are just unbelievably brainless. Like, not to the extent, to be fair, of running away from the police, but like just crazy, inhumane things that you would never do. A normal person like me and you would just never do that sort of thing. Honestly, I don't even know what to say to half of the things that I've just read. It's so weird. Why? I mean, the meat stuff, that's very, very strange. Chucking meat at a windowsill, that's very, very strange. But also thinking that the coronavirus was invented by evil scientists in Wuhan. Okay, let's move on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So then, now moving on to our final story. Kevin keeps making his eye worse. Also, doesn't understand UK medicine. So Kevin, a 26-year-old, a friend of a friend, has had a recurring eye infection, weepiness, soreness for nigh on 2 years now, and refuses to go to the doctors because every time it even slightly clears up, he insists his cleaning regimen is solving the problem. This is also for another reason I discovered later. It's not as if an employer can force him either, as he somehow runs his own business. When asked, he insists his regimen involves an eye bath, a little cup of sterile water held onto the eye for a few seconds, eye lubricants, essentially thick, soothing eye drops, and then regular eye drops, all of which can be bought from the supermarket. It sounded pretty normal, to be fair, when he put it like that. But when I happened to be at his house and witnessed his actual regimen, I was speechless. The sterile water Kevin uses in the eye bath is straight out of the tap, topped off with a couple of sprays of non-bleach cleaning spray. He insists that's okay, as there's no bleach and the brand is labeled as eco-friendly. Eye baths are meant to be single use. Kevin told me that he doesn't empty the eye bath for days and uses it multiple times each day, meaning the water is getting dirtier and dirtier. The eye lubricant he uses is 5 years out of date. I asked him how he's never bought a new bottle, and he shows me the box of 100 he found in his parents' attic years ago. The regular eye drops he uses is a mixture of tap water, the same cleaning spray in the eye bath, and then a sprinkle of Himalayan pink salt that he is sure sucks out the impurities, all refilled into an old eye drop bottle. Not only that, but each time he uses the mixture, he squeezes a large amount onto his eye and then proceeds to put his finger directly onto his eyeball and rub in the liquids. To compound this, he works as a gardener, and most times I've met him, he has had soil on his fingers. I told him how harmful and dangerous all of this was for his eyes, and that he has to go and see a GP, a general practitioner, a doctor in the UK, immediately. But Kevin then berates me, accusing me of trying to patronise and baby him. He also states he doesn't want to pay to visit a GP, leading me to realise he thinks he has to pay for all health services rather than the NHS providing GP care for free. I assume this is because he's a huge fan of House, so thinks all medical practices work that way. He also has the same reaction to our mutual friend when he tries to help, and insists his regimen is working, but that he just gets things in it because of his job. Not even his parents have been able to convince him otherwise, even after they bought him weeks worth of actual eye care products. I try to have empathy, but a part of me still waits for the day it gets even worse, or something else actually breaks through the Kevin-ness of his thinking. I mean, genuinely, guys, reading stories like this makes me feel so much better about myself, because despite the most stupid things that I might have done in my entire life, I've never, I don't think anyway, done anything as stupid as this. What the heck? And he wonders why his eye isn't getting better. Because you're making it worse, my friend. If I did that sort of stuff to my eyes for 2 years, I probably would go blind. That is how stupid what he's doing is. It's unbelievable. And yeah, I genuinely do think that reading stories like the ones that I've shown you in this video makes me and you probably feel, you know what, I may be stupid, I may make some dumb decisions, but I definitely don't go to the extent of people like this. So at least I can feel a little bit happy about my life after reading stories like this one. My God. Anyway, guys, if you have enjoyed this video and it has made you feel a little bit better about your life, then please do drop a like on it. It just lets me know that you want to see more videos like this one, and I can come back to this subreddit in future and do more content on it, because you know what? I really enjoyed it. You know what, though? I have actually done more Kevin stories in the past. Check them out right here. And if you are new to the channel, please do subscribe for daily Reddit videos. With that all being said, I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new one. Take care, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.